Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I.
Okay, today, Bill, we're going to discuss Adam and Eve, Satan, and the garden.
Sounds good.
So first of all, why did God allow Satan in the garden to tempt Adam and Eve?
Well, that's a good question. Well, first of all, love always gives a choice. Now, God created man with the capacity to choose to love him and walk in his ways. If God didn't make man with the capacity to choose, then man could never have the freedom to choose anything. You know, we love our freedom, and choice gives us that. Choice isn't always, you know, right from wrong. If you are making a choice of buying a blue car or a red car, well, neither choice is evil or wrong. Having this capacity to choose is what we as humans enjoy. You know, because God loves us, he gave us the ability to make decisions.
Yeah, that's such a good point. You know, and Adam and Eve knew God created them and that he was looking out for their best interests. I mean, Bill, they walked with him in the garden. You know, Genesis 3:8 talks about that, and they enjoyed intimate fellowship with him. I mean, Adam named all the animals.
That's right.
You know, and they knew that they were God's creation. So when Satan confronted Eve, she had a choice to believe God who made them or believe one of the creatures God created.
That's right. You know, and Jesus made it clear about love and obedience. He said in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And then John 14:23, he said, "If a man love me, he will keep my words." Now, you can't choose if there are no options. You know, the choice to obey God is the only way to show you love him. You know, when your spouse chose you to marry, it proved he or she loved you. Now, my wife, in choosing me above all else, showed me she loved me fully.
That's right.
That's right. She just can't help herself. She's crazy about me. You know, now if she had been given a drug and didn't know what she was doing and simply signed the marriage certificate, well, that would not have been fulfilling to me or her. Now, I know some of my friends think that that's probably what happened. She was drugged.
No.
But anyway, if God made us all robots and not have a choice, it would not be fulfilling to either God or us.
Yeah, I like that analogy, though, with the marriage. It's so true. And we people have a choice every single day in so many things. You know, we are making decisions constantly.
That's right.
And why would we want that taken away and God to make us robots to always obey? That would be a perverted love. To force you to obey.
That's right. It would be.
So, okay, number two, another question, Bill, is why would God place a tree in the garden to tempt them with the knowledge of evil?
That's a good question also. Well, again, first of all, God made everything perfect and gave them an entire garden, all the trees in it, and on the earth, and all the animals to enjoy. Everything was perfect, and it was all for them. Now, he placed only one tree to not partake of. He gave them only one thing to do, only one small rule to obey. Now, this was not like the magnitude of keeping all the Levitical law. You know, it was only one small boundary.
Oh, that's so good. You know, it's so obvious that we all need a savior. I mean, man can't even obey one command.
I know, it's pretty sad. But, you know, also, God didn't create evil. We have to realize that evil is not a substance to be created or destroyed. It is simply something contrary to God's ways. For instance, if I become prideful, that would be evil because it is contrary to God's ways of humility. But it wouldn't make sense to say that God created my pride. Pride or humility are not created. They are attributes chosen by each individual.
Yeah, that's a good point. I know. I think a lot of times people don't realize that.
That's
right. You know, and evil is satanic. It's demonic. It was something that Satan became,
right,
and then infected the world with,
right,
through sin.
So God didn't want Adam and Eve to know what evil was. However, not knowing what evil is doesn't mean they didn't know right from wrong. So God placed the tree there to see if they would obey him. They knew it would be wrong to disobey him. To obey reveals that a person loves God and trusts him. If there is no choice, then there is no way to prove you love him.
You know, I love what also David says in the Psalms. He proved his love by showing obedience.
That's right.
And he learned that God's commands are for our, you know, are for our good, our safety, our prosperity, our health, and our protection.
That's right.
You know, David said all through Psalm 119, I will delight myself in your statutes. I have chosen the way of truth. Oh, how I love your law. You know, I longed for your commandments. I love your commandments above gold. I will keep your statutes.
That's right. You know, David made a decision to obey God. So Adam and Eve could have also. But we have seen since how we all sin in some way. And all of us would have fallen.
So true. Okay, another question, Bill, about this is, if Adam and Eve did not yet possess the knowledge of evil, so in other words, they didn't know what evil was, then how can they be held accountable for choosing the evil?
That's a good question also. But not knowing what evil is doesn't excuse them from making a wrong decision. They were given a command and then were faced with a choice to simply obey him or not. You know, if a parent instructs their child not to touch the electric socket and explains that they will get hurt from it or die, the child doesn't have to experience the pain first before obeying. They simply need to obey. Adam and Eve chose not to believe the creator of the universe and believe a serpent, as Genesis 3:1 says. Now, God expects us to do what he says. You know, in Luke 8:21, Jesus said, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." Now, for someone to obey implies that there would be something accessible that would tempt them not to obey. There has to be a temptation. If they choose to ignore the temptation, it displays a respect for the one giving the command.
And we know from the scripture, Bill, that God is not the one who tempts. He's not the one who puts the temptation there.
Right, right. Now, some examples of why someone disobeys would be, number one, well, being lazy and not doing what we are told by the one in authority. The laziness took priority over the respect for the authority. Or number two, not caring enough to carry out the command. It would show selfishness that you are only concerned for your own interest. Or number three, there would be something enticing that would lead us to oppose the command. And usually that's the lust of the flesh. You know, just as the tree was, as the Bible says, pleasant to the eye.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it isn't God tempting again. It's our own lusts or our desires warring within us that are causing us, drawing us, or we're being enticed to sin.
That's right. So a lack of the knowledge of evil is not an excuse for disobedience. You know, we all are called to obey God and not question him. You know, it's like if a person in the military is told to guard a certain person, they do not need to know the evil that the person has done in order to obey or not to obey. The knowledge of what that person has done has nothing to do with the soldier's obedience. The same with Adam and Eve. Their ignorance of what evil was doesn't excuse them from their disobedience. They knew right from wrong, and that was enough. You know, in addition, God did warn Adam that he would die if he ate of the fruit. He gave him a command, and then he told him the consequences if he disobeys. The devil said to Eve, "You shall not surely die." So Eve chose to believe the devil instead of God, and Adam went along with her.
Yeah, that's a great point, that God gave them the consequences as well.
That's right.
Don't do this or this is going to happen.
That's right.
You know, okay, and another question I had, number four, is did God make Satan evil?
No, God created him and made him perfect and made him the highest in command. Ezekiel 28:15 says regarding Lucifer, "You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you."
Okay, Bill, then why did Satan become evil if he was made perfect?
Well, the fact that Satan could choose to rebel doesn't nullify the fact that he was created perfect. The ability to have choice doesn't imply an imperfect being. You know, again, if a child chooses to disobey the parents, it doesn't imply the child is flawed. It simply means they chose to disobey. You know, Ecclesiastes 7:29 states, "God has made man upright." And the word upright in the Strong's means morally straight or innocent. So man and the devil were not created evil. You do not have to be created evil in order to make a wrong decision. You simply choose to be disobedient. I think that's clear.
Yeah, that's really good.
You know, this next verse is where Satan first sinned. Isaiah 14:13 says, "For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Now, this is the famous five I wills of Satan. And we see where people acquire this attitude. You know, they think it's all about me. I want, I feel, I believe, I should have, or I'm offended. That's what we hear today. And it all comes from the demonic, from Satan.
Yes, and it just magnifies again to me is how much we desperately all need a Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He was the one who lived the perfect life and died for us to set us free from all this bondage, from death, from hell, and to have an abundant life while we're here and make wise decisions, at least better decisions. We still all make mistakes, but right. He gives us the Holy Spirit to help guide us.
Right, and the problem is people don't want to be accountable for their decisions. God gave us a free will to choose, but we're accountable for that freedom, for that decision. You know, pride entered Lucifer's heart. Since he was the head of God's creation, he wanted to be God, and he thought he could be. You know, we can see by this how pride will cause deception, and even to that extreme level.
Yes, and the scriptures point that out in Obadiah 1:3. It says, "You have been deceived by your own pride." And Jeremiah 49:16 says, "You have been deceived by the fear you inspire in others and by your own pride." And finally, 2 Timothy 3:13, "But evil people and imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived."
So we see how Satan was deceived and man is deceived. And
yes,
it's by pride.
We see that on a large scale today, sadly to say.
I know, much deception going on in the world. You know, Lucifer knew that he was a created being, yet he thought he could overthrow the one who made him. You know, how foolish. You know, that's like the verse in Romans 9:21 that says, "Does the potter have power over the clay?" Well, of course not. Isaiah 64:8 says, "We are the clay and you our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand." Now, the clay knows who his creator is, so how could the created think he could overthrow the creator? Lucifer had to have much pride to be so blinded. And this also shows us that if pride is present, wisdom is absent. You know, the first sin was committed by Satan, as Jesus said in John 8:44, and it was the pride in his heart. May we be aware of pride in our lives and be quick to repent.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.